Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, where I'm Sochim Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis discusses the definition of Tumas HaTehorim. Tumas HaTehorim is a Tumah of Safek, Tumah which is in doubt, we're not sure about it. But the Gemara tells us that Tumas HaTehorim, the condition of Tumas HaTehorim, is a Tumah that nobody in the world knows about it. It needs to be something which is completely concealed from the world. Now one can ask, why is Tumas HaTehorim called Tehorim? Meaning Tehoim means depth. What's deep under the ground is called Tehoim. Why do we call it Tumas Sofek? Nobody knows. A Tumas Tehoim. So the Sifri Kabbalah speak about the conceptual idea of what Tumas Tehoim represents. And they tell us that the idea is that Tumah, what does Tumah mean? We already spoke about it earlier in this Masechta. The Tumah, impurity, means Lashon Stima, like we have in modern Hebrew, Cheder Atum, a concealed room. When the world is lacking purity, lacking the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't see the shining Kedusha, that's what Tumah all about. Tumah, Lashon Stima, you have a cover-up to the relation of Hashem. Therefore, you have different types of Tumah. There's different types of Tumah, different levels. How much concealment do we have over here? So the Tumah represents the bad in the world, what covers up Hashem. Human beings are operating in the world, which is not perfected, because that's what they have to do, avodah. But on the other hand, is also not so terrible. Meaning human beings cannot operate if it's pure bad. Humans have the ability, when things are mixed, there's good and bad, then the Adam comes to separate the good from the bad. But evil itself, bad, complete bad, that's something that humans, B'nai Adam, don't touch. In the world, there's Tumah, which is called in Kabbalah, Klipois, that are so bad that they are down and they're completely gone from the world. Human beings have no shaychus to it. In the beginning of the world, it says, V'haritz oysa soyu v'voyu v'choyshech al p'nei sehoim. Every one of these words refers to another level of darkness. The darkest one is the Tehoim. That's what Tumas HaTehoim is called Tehoim. The Tumah the human beings have no shaykhs to. Nobody in the world knows that this Tumah is out there. It's completely removed from human beings. Tumas HaTehoim represents a Tumah that has no shaykhs to humans. And that's how it's brought down the explanation in Sefer Emek HaMelech. Now I want to add to this two points that come out from the Sogya based on this idea. First, the Ben Yishchai and his Sefer Torah Lishma brings a question. And the question is, does Eliyahu HaNavi, when he comes down to this world, is he considered to be human and he's chayav b'mitzvos? Or he's not human, he's a malach? Says the Ben Yishchai, clearly he's a malach. Why? Because the Gemara tells us we have Tumas HaTehoim that nobody in the world knows. But Eliyahu HaNavi does know about the Tumah. He knows everything that happens in the world. So if Eliyahu HaNavi knows, how can he have Tumas HaTehoim? You see, from here, Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach. So I saw brought down the name of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that he said, Eliyahu HaNavi is not like a regular human being, and if he knows, that doesn't disturb me. According to the above explanation, that makes a lot of sense. Because the definition of the Tumas HaTehoim is a Tumah doesn't relate to humans. Because it's so far-fetched, humans can't deal with. This definition seemingly doesn't have a problem to deal with Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is able to deal with this type of Tumah. The second point is what's brought down the name of Yonis and Eibishitz. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Lametes, brings that Amin, Asher Re'avohu, that Hashem is called a Kohen, considered a Kholi Truma. So when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, we know Hashem took care of the burial of Moshe, B'mai Tovil, how did he go to the mikvah? That's the question the Amin asked. Says Toises, what about the problem that Hashem became Tameh? How did Hashem become Tameh to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place? Says Toises, but a Kohen could become Tameh to his son. And we're considered to be the children of Hashem. So Hashem can become Tameh to us. Ask them if Foshim and Toises, yeah, but Hashem is not just Tameh Kohen. Hashem is a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol cannot become Tameh to one of his family. So how did Hashem become Tameh to Moshe Rabbeinu? And to the viewers in Ibishitz, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'lo yada ish is mokum kvuroso yad erim hazeh." Nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu did not spread Tumah in this world. So if so, Moshe Rabbeinu is Tumah Satehoim. It's not a regular Tumah. So Yimele HaKoyen could become Tumah and Tumah Satehoim. Tzitzis Miratzeh. That's how Hashem became Tumah to Moshe Rabbeinu. The only question is, how did it become Tar? Because Tumah is different. You need to become Tar based on the Gemara Nazir, which we're not going to go into. But Tumah Satehoim, definition is, nobody knows. So the burial of Moshe is by definition Tumah Satehoim. And there's a lot to expand on this point. Anyone wants to join the Shom Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.